USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A state of emergency has been declared for 24 counties in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. Governor Ron DeSantis issued the declaration Friday encouraging residents to prepare for the storm. He also requested a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is expected to approach Florida with major hurricane force next week. Ian is causing NASA to skip next week's launch of its new moon rocket. Next opportunity to launch will be October the 2nd. Fiona, in the meantime, now a post-tropical cyclone washing houses into the sea, tearing roofs off of others, and knocking out the power to the vast majority of Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in the country. Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities Saturday as Kremlin-orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions, creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia for trying to protest a mobilization order that would commit more troops to the fight in Ukraine. The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and wounded 19. The U.S., along with the international community, slammed the door-to-door coaxing of votes as a sham. Several Alabama teens are on the mend after participating in a social media challenge.
Police say the students on board a Montgomery Public Schools bus got sick after doing the one chip challenge on the school bus. It involves eating one chip made from 2 of the hottest peppers in the world while avoiding food or drink for 1 hour. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Albert Pujols is a slugger for the St. Louis Cardinals. You could call him Mr. 700 because he became the fourth player to hit 700 home runs. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
An Arizona judge has lifted a near-total ban on abortion in the state. The law has been on the books since before Arizona was a state. The only exception is if the mother's life is in jeopardy. An injunction on the law has been in place since June when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that masks are no longer required if you're in a hospital or nursing home unless those facilities are in a community seeing high levels of COVID transmission. It's one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort to overhaul recommendations for the virus. That effort was launched in August. A radio news anchor in Detroit was killed in an attempted murder-suicide Friday. Jim Matthews was found dead at his suburban home in Chesterfield Township. 3 other victims, including his girlfriend and 2 children. The girlfriend escaped the home with her 5-year-old daughter, flagging down a driver to call 911. She appeared to have been suffering from stab wounds. A 10-year-old boy was found bound in a closet. The suspect, a 54-year-old man, was located in the basement, suffering from a self-inflicted wound and an overdose. Matthews was the overnight anchor for WWJ Radio for nearly 7 years. Louise Fletcher, known for her role as Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, died in her sleep at her home in France. She was 88. Legendary jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders died in Los Angeles early Saturday. He played with John Coltrane's band. He was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.